continuing diplomatic talks over Russia and Ukraine. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Russian officials say they're open to continue talks to reduce tensions over the Kremlin's massive troop buildup along Ukraine's border.
While Western leaders are warning Russia could attack Ukraine any day now, Russian President Vladimir Putin is hinting at more diplomacy. Putin met with his foreign minister today, and Sergei Lavrov recommended holding further talks with Western countries. He said the United States had put forward concrete proposals on security compromises. Germany's leader is due to meet with Putin in Moscow tomorrow.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says U.S. officials continue talks with NATO allies and Moscow in an effort to avert a possible invasion of Ukraine.
The path for diplomacy remains available if Russia chooses to engage constructively.
Intelligence officials say Russia has deployed about 130,000 service members along the Ukraine border. Gas prices continue to rise in the country, and some analysts say a potential invasion of Ukraine by Russia could mean even higher costs.
Gas prices are one of the biggest drivers of inflation, and we are seeing increases at prices on the pump all across the U.S. The national average for a gallon of regular is $3.48 today, up nearly a dollar from a year ago.
Madison Allworth with the Fox Business Network. A judge today said he'll dismiss a libel lawsuit that former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin filed against the New York Times, claiming the newspaper damaged her reputation with an editorial falsely linking her campaign rhetoric to a mass shooting. The judge said Palin had failed to show that the Times had acted out of malice, something required in libel lawsuits involving public figures. The judge also saying he'll let jury deliberations continue in case his decision winds up being reversed on appeal. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Canada's most populous province is planning to lift its COVID-19 proof of vaccination requirements.
Ontario Premier Doug Ford says he's not lifting the vaccination requirements because of the protests that have blocked the border between the U.S. and Canada, but because, quote, it's safe to do so. Masking requirements will be kept in place.
This is an important layer of protection that will allow us to proceed with our reopening plan safely.
He says starting Thursday, capacity limits will be removed except for sporting events, concerts, and theaters, which will be capped at 50%. The announcement follows days of protest by truckers over the COVID restrictions that had blocked the busiest U.S. and Canada border crossing and is still tying up traffic in the capital city of Ottawa. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Police in Albuquerque, New Mexico, arrested a man suspected of stabbing 11 people as he rode a bicycle around the city over the weekend, leaving two victims critically injured. Police say 42-year-old Tobias Gutierrez has a long criminal history and now faces charges of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. The stabbings appeared to have been committed at random over the course of 3 hours along one of the city's main thoroughfares. It appears football kept movie fans away from theaters.
The debut of the long-delayed Agatha Christie whodunit led all films with $12.8 million in ticket sales.
Lock the doors!
The murderer is here.
And will stay here.
Death on the Nile is a follow-up to the 2017 hit Murder on the Orient Express. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
The mayor, who suggested that allowing ice fishing shanties on a lake in his city could lead to prostitution, resigned today after days of being mocked and drawing national attention to the city. Hudson, Ohio Mayor Craig Schubert said in his resignation letter today that his comments at a city council meeting had been misinterpreted. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.